This is Grant Adams. When a woman says the word, take me, it could be the most exciting words you ever hear, or it could be the most terrifying. Same with, I'm yours. When a woman opens to you, fully trusting that you can give her the wild pleasure that she really wants, that you can move into and through her from your real strength, from your confidence, steadiness, skill, self-control, from your knowledge of how her body and imagination work, this is your moment of truth. Well, I know what's going on in your head, because I've been at both ends of the spectrum. It's the moment when your inner voice is either saying, "Oh, damn, here she is all willing, and I'm probably going to let her down. I hope I can hold myself going." Or it's the moment when you feel like a brake's just been released, and you're the roller coaster, and the cars are beginning that long ride up, getting ready to take her around the curves, up and around the hills, and through the loop-de-loops ahead. One or the other. Now, I'm honest about it. I openly admit, it used to be a terrifying moment for me. My problem was this. I got married very, very young, and I was with one woman for many years. And when I was thrown out into the big world, it was like I knew one tiny, obscure language and was now thrown into some big city where I didn't know any of the dialects. It was like I had to learn a whole new set of buttons and switches. And I really had to pay attention to women. I had to relearn what it was to touch a woman, and I had to learn. I didn't know a lot of things. I didn't really know how to carry my body in a way that turned women on. Just the opposite. I was kind of ashamed of my body, largely because of the divorce and what went on. And in a lot of ways, divorce can do that to a guy. And you can read the shame on him, or the disappointment, or the sense of failure for a while. I was projecting defeat even before I reached the line of scrimmage. A lot of guys do that. They hold themselves back. They project the fact that they don't like themselves, and this is something we're going to talk about here today. I didn't know a lot of other things. I didn't know how to tell if a woman liked me, or if she wanted to be kissed or not. And if she did want to be kissed, soft, hard, tongue, no tongue. It was all kind of a mystery to me. I'd been out of the game for a long time, and I was afraid I'd do the wrong thing and turn her off forever and blow it. Well, as things progressed, and I spent more time with more women, I started to learn how women like to be touched. I didn't know at first, does she want it rough or gentle? Should I talk dirty to her? Or would she be offended? Did she want something more romantic? I really wanted to be a great lover, but I was basically afraid of screwing it up from beginning to end. Now, if you've ever wondered how you can be an outstanding lover, someone who can really read a woman and then lead her into pleasure that she can't give herself, and you didn't know where to start, you know what I'm talking about. Everyone's wanted to be a better lover than they are. Few guys admit it. If you've wondered what it feels like to have absolute confidence that you can lead a woman into wild, screaming orgasms, and even into that state of absolute surrender, that blinding union that's so powerful, women often talk about it as being in divine bliss or feeling her goddess or experiencing God, then please listen closely today. If this sounds like the kind of power you'd like to have, and I'm guessing you do, most guys do, listen up. We can get there. The fact is, we all really want to get there. A lot of us don't like to admit it. We like to think we're good anyway. But most guys dream of getting there. We don't believe in dreaming and hoping so much in this community. We believe in learning and taking steps. And the truth is, you can get there. You just have to take the steps, and you just have to acquire the skills. Now, here's the key thing. A lot of guys try to go get them skills. But before they can get the skills, they have to know what they're getting them for. Basically, you have to know what women are asking for, what women really crave that they might be too embarrassed or too polite to tell you. Now, those of you who know me, know my story and the changes that I've made happen in the last 6 years or so of my life, you know that I have no interest in mediocre living, and I've made it my mission to find the best teachers I can and solve the problems I began with as a newly single guy. And if you're in my community, you know that this community is devoted to becoming outrageously successful with women. Not in a childish or frat boy way to brag to other guys, but in a deeply powerful way that changes not only, what you do and how often you do it, but fundamentally who you are. Now, what I've learned from women in the past 5 years, and also in greater depth from the teachers of my special teleseminar series called Erotic Mastery, is that women are far more sexual beings than we are. They crave crave utter surrender, and they crave fantastic sex. They don't always talk about it that way. Men often want to give women what they want, but they don't have the confidence that they can. They don't feel competent. And as one of my best teachers, the very famous, and should be even more famous, Steve Pickett said to me, competence is confidence. Women crave men who are confidently embodied as erotic, sensual beings in themselves, who are comfortable and happy with their own bodies, no matter what they look like, and who can lead a woman from first touch and first flirt with skill, subtlety, and certainty into deep kissing, fantasy, great orgasms, and finally that kind of bliss I was talking about, that divine union that women so deeply desire. But 99 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, more likely, women can't find a guy like this. Why? Guys don't put in the time to learn the very basic skills and attitude shifts that can make them the kind of man that can lead a woman into deep pleasure. And again, regardless of what you look like. Now, even though the knowledge is available, men don't go out and get it. And even though the teachers are here, men don't take advantage. Now, I've taken the first step for you. I've put a lot into this. It's a subject that's near and dear to my heart. And after a lot of thought and reorganizing, I've boiled down what women really crave into 7 key areas of skills that men need to master. This is after talking to dozens and dozens of women, obviously, and also working with the teachers that I love so much. I'll list the 7 areas of skill, the 7, let's call them things that women are generally disappointed in, what they crave but don't get, and then afterwards I'll say a few words about each. Okay, so the first thing they crave is a man who is confident in his sensual reality, in his sensual body. Most men don't like themselves, at least not their bodies. They don't like to think about their bodies. They don't live in their bodies, but in their heads. They think a lot about sex. They think so much about sex, when they're actually having it, they're not in the moment. They're thinking about something else, maybe telling their friends, or how cool it is, or worrying about something, or thinking about baseball, and we're going to talk about that. They don't possess their own natural, sensual confidence. They're not used to talking about their bodies. They're not used to talking about themselves as sexual beings, even though we are sexual beings. And so guys get uncomfortable around their own sexuality, and they tend to bumble around when they get closer to sex with women. That's number one. Number two complaint women talk about is men aren't able to read my signals. The number three area that they complain about and that the skills can be learned to improve upon is that men cannot bridge that gap between casual talk and a powerful first kiss. We're going to talk about that. The fourth area is that men don't know how to build, sustain, and repeat my orgasms with touch. We'll talk about that. The fifth complaint, the fifth thing they crave, men don't know how to inflame my imagination with words. They don't know how to talk to them in a way that builds tension, that teases, and then takes them over the edge and keeps pushing them once you're at the edge. Sixth area, men fizzle too quickly. They can't sustain their erections. Seven, men don't know how to act after sex. Now, personally, I may not solve global warming, and I think it'll probably take the Middle East a few more centuries to work out its issues. But my service to the world today and this year is this. I've gathered a group of really astounding masters of erotic and sensual skills, both men and women, into one place for one express purpose, to teach any guy who wants to know how to be that guy who sexually satisfies and thrills a woman beyond anything she's experienced with anyone else. Now let's talk about these skills one at a time, what I've learned. These are just sort of the problems and a beginning to look at how you can fix these things. Now, number one, if you don't possess sensual confidence, you've got to do a few things. First, obviously, educate yourself. Competence is confidence. If you don't know female physiology, you don't have an arsenal of touch and word combinations that'll lead a woman into telling you what she wants, then you're starting at a deficit. Now, if you've mastered, on the other hand, these things and the art of recycling your own orgasms so that you can have multiple orgasms without losing your erection, can you see how much more confidence you're going to approach any woman in any situation? Now, by the way, these things are attainable. These aren't like some weird, esoteric, mystic mastery thing that you have to go study on a mountaintop in Asia for 6 months. These are things that can be learned in the course of weeks. So knowledge is first. Self-acceptance is second. Two of my teachers, Erwan and Alicia, both of whom are in the training series, teach a very unique mental practice which they call simply being. Now, a lot of guys, a lot of people think in order to attain something, you have to strive, you have to get it, you know? That mastering means grabbing and building and learning, and they actually take a different approach. They teach that you need to just strip away the social and family stories that you've taken on, strip away those things to get back to your natural sensual self. Society, old programming, old girlfriends, wives, your parents have all put sort of layers and layers on top of your natural joy in your body. Do you remember when you were a little kid? A natural joy in your body. So what they teach is basically learning how to drop your bullshit, dropping your excuses, dropping the stories you tell about yourself that hold you back from really being a bold, powerful man and lover. Dropping your hang-ups, and really being honest about what you really want out of your life, and especially your sexual life. And part of what every man really wants out of life is deep sexual power, lasting sexual pleasure. They want women to open and surrender to them in a deep way. So your natural sensual self is in there, and women really want that. They don't want the show. They want who you really are. Beneath all the stories that you've been telling yourself and that you've built up like layers on an onion. So one approach, education, is to work with teachers who help you drop your socially induced blocks and embrace your natural sensual self. Another one of my teachers, she's a tantrika, or a female tantric masters, and what she does for a living is walk hundreds of men, one at a time, through simple exercises that change their attitudes toward any insecurities they carry. She insists that before you can please a woman, you must become comfortable and even love your own body. Now, maybe that's kind of weird language for you. Most men don't talk about loving their body. It may be a little difficult, but try to get past that for a second. Because what she teaches, loving your body, is the beginning of being able to really pleasure a woman. Your inner programming has to be changed. But you have to really want the change. You have to want self-acceptance, you have to want self-love, and you have to really want deep confidence. Now, she's not just someone who throws around the word tantra. I wouldn't bring that kind of person to you. Her teachers and her study and her tradition go back centuries and centuries and centuries. And effectively, what they can do is separate the men from the boys, and they do that by creating men. Now, a lot of guys and a lot of women, a lot of guys complain that they're nice guys. They've been brought up to be really nice guys. So why shouldn't a woman like me? And a lot of women tell me stories about, quote, nice guys who, unfortunately, desexualize themselves by not having that kind of sensual or sexual confidence we're talking about. It happens that just this morning, a very lovely friend of mine told me about a very successful lawyer who was charming her at dinner. They were on, I think it was their third date, and it was going well, and he was really sweet, and he was really nice. The way she put it to me, he was sweet, sweet, sweet. But when it came time later that night for their first kiss, he just lost it. Something happened to him. He began to stutter, his movements became unsure, and his kiss attempt was really awkward. Now, she liked him. But at that moment, she lost the primal attraction that she needed, that you need to create to lead a woman into the excitement and abandon of sex. Now, here's the problem. Many men, you might be one of them, you might not, but on some level, I think we all have a little bit of it. Many men reinforce their lack of confidence by telling themselves over and over they're just not worth it, that they're too fat or too short or too tall or too skinny or too nerdy, and that no woman would be attracted to them. And so they subconsciously create a second problem. They put themselves in situations that reinforce that belief, because sometimes we do things that hurt ourselves just because they're comfortable and they reconfirm what we already believe, even if that's what hurts us. Now, let's look at this problem. I want to take a minute to talk about this one in depth a little bit more because it's really easily solvable. We talked about the first step being self-love and acceptance, and the next step being taking proactive steps so that you do not end up in situations where a woman's rejection will affect you. No one helps cure this more than my friend Steve Pick, a straight-talking guy, a shaman, an ex-biker, hypnotist, musician. The guy's an amazing dude. Any of you who know him know what I'm talking about. In the book The Game, he was singled out as the guy who induced trust in the author more than anybody else he had met. Now, Steve, using his hypnotic powers, helps you understand once and for all how much women crave sexual intensity and how you can bring it out of them. But first, he teaches how to cut through the BS of women who play never-ending games with you because they're not comfortable with their own sexuality. He teaches you how to cut and run and how to find women who are eager sexual partners on your terms and how to mentally prepare for and handle any response, any kind of rejection or acceptance any woman might throw at you. There's work to be done before you get to the scrimmage line. Every man and every teenage boy on earth needs to learn these lessons. I share them with my sons. It kills me how much guys beat themselves up over these easily solved, self-created, self-limiting problems. So part of your Competence is Confidence program, and part of the program that every man really needs to master, is learning how to embrace your natural, strong, masculine core. This is where it begins. Mothers, teachers, media, some women, soft guys, they'll all try to make you feel guilty and self-conscious for being a strong, purposeful, and dominant, in other words, a sexually potent man. Now, when I say dominant, I do not mean domineering or bullying, and certainly not posturing in a kind of surfacey alpha man kind of way. Being able to stand strong in your masculine core means knowing your purpose in life, knowing how to stand for your purpose, and knowing how you serve others. One of my favorite personal teachers, Satyen Raja, a kung fu master and deep spiritual practitioner, I talk about him often because he's really meant a huge amount to me and has helped me grow and change in ways that I didn't even know I could. He teaches breath, eye, and mental techniques that help men utterly change how women feel their presence. Now, if you've heard me talk about Satyen, you know I did a workshop with him, walked out, and my girlfriend at the time put her hands on my body and jumped back and said, "What happened? Something's different." She could feel by my solidity, by the way I held my body, that something had changed in me. It was amazing. Women can feel these things. The way you hold your body, the way you hold a gaze, how you circulate your breath, takes you out of your mind, where most guys consciously live, unconsciously, and consciously. And doing these things, these simple practices, put you in your body in exactly the way that women can feel you. I'm going to say this again. There are practices that you can learn that will put you out of your head and into your body. You'll feel like a solid man. And again, it doesn't matter what your build is like, doesn't matter what your face is like, doesn't matter if you're tall or short. Women can feel a man who is comfortable and strong in his own body. Now, another mistake guys make, and this one is crucial, it's about your overall attitude. And the truth is, I've read a lot of what my community has written to me, and when I ask them about, you know, what's the one thing you'd really like to learn to be a better lover, and what's the thing that's holding you back, and what I hear over and over is a kind of very negative self-talk pattern. And I don't know what your pattern is. It might be that you're too short, too blah, too stupid, whatever it is, that, you know, I got it from my ex, you know, I got all kinds of negative things about myself. And it took me a couple of years. I didn't have much help in the beginning to get past it. But guys tell themselves stories that they've picked up, put themselves down. And if you're not the perfect lover, guess what? There's no arrival at being a perfect lover. It's an ongoing process. One of my teachers, Neo Young, says to his students, and I'll quote him here, "You will achieve ever-increasing levels of mastery as you blossom as an ever-evolving work of sensual art." I love that attitude. It's like it's not nothing or perfect. This is an ongoing process. Like any other complex set of skills, you learn, you apply yourself, you practice, you find good teachers, you just get better at it. So continue learning, but forgive yourself on the way up, because there's no perfection. Okay, we've really been talking about this first area, which has to do with being sexually confident, sense of being competent, being embodied as a sexual being in your body in such a way that women can feel. The way we answer this, number one, get knowledge. Number two, accept yourself. 3, reduce the false blocks that you've picked up and the false stories that you've picked up about yourself. Let them go and find that natural, sensual man that you are. Next one, self-love. A conscious return to your most solid, masculine, giving core. And also, finally, mentally preparing yourself for handling any situation you find yourself in so that any kind of rejection doesn't throw you off your direction. Now do these things, women will read you like you're an entirely different person, a fully embodied, sensual man. Now the second problem women complain about, the second thing they crave that they don't get, men aren't able to read their signals. Now women tell me this all the time. They don't want to have to tell a guy what to do. They don't want to have to tell him when to kiss. They don't want to tell him how to kiss. They don't want to tell him when to touch her or how to touch her. Women tell me this all the time. They give the signals, they give the offering, and they want guys to pick up on that and make the move, to be guys. But most guys are deaf to these signals. You've got to pay attention. That's obvious rule number one. But today I want to take on this problem from a different angle. You might say that the problem isn't actually a problem. It's a phantom problem. The real problem isn't that men can't read signals. The real problem is they don't know how to create the opportunity for a woman to offer her signals and to offer her deepest desires. What does this mean? The truth is that women know what they like. It might be rough and raunchy. It might be gentle and sweet. It might be fast and furious. It might be slow. But they won't tell you if they don't trust you. Which is why step one, owning your confident, sensual, natural self, is so deeply important. Once you create trust, women will tell you the wildest things, and they'll tell you exactly what they want. Now, this complex dance of them sort of opening slowly to you and asking you to lead is often boiled down to one word, foreplay, although that hardly sums it up. And there's nobody better in the world at teaching how to create this phalanx of trust and teasing and desire that women require in the dance of foreplay than my friend and teacher, Neo Young. So I'm going to quote him for a second. It sounds like Neil Young, but it's not. It's Neo. He says, the closer you get to what I call absolute trust, where you feel with every single cell in your body that you would risk your life for the other person without thinking and trust them with all your possessions and money, the more intense, multi-orgasmic, and complete sexual merging you and your lover can experience. It's strong stuff. Neo teaches how to engender that trust. And again, it's not something that you do, it's something that you are. And he walks his students, number one, how to really embody that person of integrity and strength and centeredness, from creating initial attraction into, secondly, creating connection, and finally into physical communion. And he teaches how to lead her slowly or quickly, following her lead. No, she's going to give you the signals. You're going to take that lead. How to lead her to guide you to open her as you go along. Now, Neo teaches men to make sure that this whole process is grounded in raw, primal energy. And from that place, then you begin to move up the stairs toward emotional and spiritual energies and those kind of things. But you've got to start in that raw, primal place. So what does that mean? He says, the biggest mistakes men make is that they give away their primal power. They hesitate and they ask permission. For example, if you're with a woman and things are getting kind of close, some guys may say, can I kiss you? Giving away the power. Instead of saying something firmly while gazing deeply into her eyes and moving slowly in toward her, I have to kiss you right now. Right? Or there's nothing in the world that would stop me from kissing you. Or you are so beautiful, I'm going to kiss you right now. Something like that. It's a statement. The answer is not so much to bully, but to lead with a sure hand, not to ask. Remember, women want to be led gently, steadily, but they want to be led. Here's basically a few more things on how to lead a woman and gender trust. One, convey your value freely. Don't ask for approval. Don't brag about yourself and don't diminish your worth. Look for that nice middle path. Be wary of putting yourself down. Guys do this all the time. And also, be wary of not taking credit for your strengths when someone recognizes them. If they say, oh, I really like your hair, don't go, oh, yeah, I used to have more of it. Or if they say, I like your clothes, say, well, yeah, it's not what I really wanted to wear tonight. Or you have good arms. Nah, actually, when I was younger, don't do that. Learn how to say a simple, unadorned thank you for any compliments that come your way. There's such power in just looking at a person's eyes and saying thank you. Also, exhibit generosity of spirit without strings, without desire for anything back. For women, show generosity. For other men in the room, show generosity. Kids, dogs, elders, show that you are a man that people, all people, not just her, can count on. Maintain steady eye contact with her when she speaks, and look other men in the eyes, and look women in the eyes. Induce a sense of firmness, generosity, integrity. When you move through life without taking from others and without apology, a woman can feel that integrity in you, and then she can look for that next sense of excitement from you so that she can surrender herself, which is what she really craves. Now, some of these ideas might sound familiar to you. In the Net to Bed book on online dating success, I talk about leading a woman into your more exciting life. She's only going to do that once she trusts your inner core strength. Now, when women look at men, they ask themselves, a lot of guys think, they say, is he rich? Is he handsome? And they may do that. Sometimes they do. But it doesn't last long. Talk to women. It's really true. What they really ask is, how can this man take me beyond my experience? They may not do this consciously. They look and they say, where will this guy take me? How is he going to touch me? How can I feel a masculine strength through this guy? They look for these things. Now, remember, 90% of women, people, and women are people, 90% of women, 90% of people are bored with their lives. Part of the Erotic Mastery Program is learning how to jolt your excitement factor up simply by the very fact that you're taking life by the horns and learning how to be a sexual master. I had a woman say to me recently, as I was driving over, I was talking about the fact that I had been up to 3 in the morning in discussion with one of the teachers in my program. She said, I feel like I'm the luckiest woman in Los Angeles. Why? We were talking, this guy and I, were talking about how to open a woman's pelvic region through massage so that she can experience a far deeper and sustained and even ejaculatory orgasm. She heard that I was doing this. She didn't feel lucky because I gave it to her or because she experienced that orgasm. She felt lucky because she was with a guy who cared enough to take time to learn from a real master and to learn skills that he didn't have to give his woman more deep pleasure. She felt lucky because she was around a guy who was devoted to really learning how to thrill and satisfy women. That is exciting. Clearly, that is exciting. She said it, not me. I'm a guy, she saw, who doesn't spend his time sitting home watching football, or I was actually driving back from Vegas, or who's gambling, I don't do that, but who takes the effort to really improve his life and create a more exciting life for himself, right, and for the women in it. The more excited you are about your life and making it better, the far more attractive you will be to women. I'm a guy, and a lot of you guys know me by now, who really decided that I had lost a lot of years and that I was going to do everything in my power to make sure I wasn't going to have a mediocre life from here on in. Women love that. They love to see a guy taking control of his life and taking steps and learning skills, particularly skills that will, you know, satisfy them. Like I said, this isn't rocket science. It's just a little bit of science. Now, the third problem most men run into and that drive women out of their minds is that most men can't bridge the gap between casual talk and that first kiss. Women crave an exciting first kiss. They talk about that all the time. And they remember where you had your first kiss. You won't remember, but they will. The kind of kiss they want is not just a meeting of lips or tongues, but they want something that will, throughout their body, they'll feel a shiver and the desire to drop into kind of surrender and offer herself to you. That's what they want. Now, no one knows how to screw this up better than me. I've told the story before. When I first got divorced, when I was first separated, I got my first date and I went way overboard. I spent a lot of money. I created a whole theme about water and this area in Germany. We went to see some music by Handel by a fountain and I found out that Handel's father was a winemaker and I found a wine from that district in Germany. I'm telling you, I went overboard, okay? I wanted to do it right. And we got back to her place and she was a little overwhelmed. This was a first date and I had spent all this money and done all this research. And she was looking at me, so wondering, who's this guy? And she looked at me and she goes, what's the protocol? As we were standing there looking through each other's eyes. And I didn't know. I actually didn't know. I didn't know how to move in for that first physical contact. And I think I bumbled something about a second date and I really liked her and blah, blah, blah. just totally lost the moment and probably desexualized myself at that moment. Women want you to make the first move. Not like some, again, bully or Lothario. Not bumbling and awkwardly, but with a steady firmness. How do you know when a woman wants you to kiss her? How do you know when a woman wants you to touch her? There are five specific signals that women give that we've identified, from touching her hair or face, pupil dilation, to the way she places her legs or her arms, the way she breathes. Now, I go into this in depth with Neo in our seminar on foreplay, part of the Erotic Mastery Series, but I want you to start paying attention to the little signals, the physical signals, as you begin to get more intimate. Steve Pickus taught me another way of approaching this question, very powerful, from getting from talk to sex. And these are unusual techniques, but something every guy should try at least once. Now, I just want to say this because I know a lot of guys who are part of this community are very polite to women. They really like women, and they're a little hesitant to be very overt or assertive with them. If you've been the shy type all your life, it's crucial to try out some different energies. It's what I've been doing these last few years, trying on different persona, different techniques, you know, projecting a different side of yourself, not pigeonholing yourself into this one idea of who you are. This increases the size of your toolbox as well as your confidence. And I have to say, living in Los Angeles, I think it helps. Everybody takes acting classes. Everybody takes improv classes. People are used to trying on new voices and to expanding their sense of who they really are. So, Steve, who's a hypnotist again, teaches exact language for stating to women exactly what it is you want when you want to bridge into sexual contact. The trick is to be crystal clear without any hint of apology. He'll say right up, for example, if he's talking to a woman, a couple minutes in, he'll say, you know what, I'm only interested in bisexual or bi-curious women. And if a woman says she's neither, he'll say thank you and move right on. The lesson there, don't waste your time dancing around a woman, only to later, hours later and how many drinks later, to discover she's not what you really want in your life. Do you got time to waste? I don't. So the solution to this problem is know what you want. Try out different ways of stating it really clearly. You might get rejected. Fine. Move on to somebody who respects a man who can say clearly and unapologetically what he really wants. Your confidence in yourself will skyrocket, and getting what you actually want, your percentage of getting that will actually skyrocket. Very simple steps. Different approaches, but different very similar in getting what you want. Again, different approaches, very forward, more subtle, but it's important to try out these different ideas and to try out these different approaches. It makes you stronger. It makes you more complex. And again, it gives you more confidence because you've tried out different approaches. Now, the fourth and maybe the biggest complaint women tell me is that most men don't know how to build and sustain and to grow and help women repeat their orgasms. Now, let's face it. Most women do a great job on themselves. The fact is, women practice all the time. They probably practice more than you in giving themselves nice orgasms. So women know what feels good to them and what brings them to orgasm. And they're pretty much amazed at how men bumble around down there. They tell me, more often, I mean, it's almost painful. They tell me more often than not, most men don't even know how to find the clitoris, much less how to modulate the touch, knowing when to apply pressure, when to back off, how to tease it instead of jackhammering away and hoping for the best. Now, it's not all about the clitoris, but this is a basic skill, again, that can be learned. Now, we can't go into all the details here, but I can tell you, in my program, I've definitely gathered some of the best teachers in the world, men and women. And let me tell you some of the things I've learned from them. A great accomplished teacher of this stuff, David Shade, he wrote a book called How to Give Women Wild Screaming Orgasms. Can you guess what it's about? That's right, giving women wild screaming orgasms. And he addresses this problem head on. He says a lot of the same things we've been talking about already today, that you must begin with engendering trust and projecting integrity. Remember, women want to surrender to you. So there's a certain firmness of speech and a certain firmness of purpose that women need to feel on you. Everything follows from that. Now, he travels the world teaching guys how to master the G-spot and also something called the U-spot and also something called the 1 o'clock spot. Most guys have never even heard of that one. The key here is you need to learn female anatomy from a really skilled teacher, women or men. Take the time. the more competent you are at opening her hidden spots, that spots that she might not even know about, the more confident you will be sexually, and the more women will feel that confidence from the moment you walk in the room. Now, a lot of the masters I learned from, including Erwan, Devon, Alicia, Neo, Triambika, she's the tantrika I mentioned, literally teach workshop, hands-on workshops, showing how to give women amazing orgasms. It's what they do for a living, gang. These are not learning annexes where you sit in a classroom. These are workshops where you're down in there with your hands, with your bodies, making women orgasm, sometimes up to an hour and a half. I did not make that up, folks. That's real. How to give a woman an hour and a half orgasm is one of the workshops that one of my teachers give. Now, when I even mention to women that I know a guy who teaches how to give an hour and a half orgasm workshops, they're like, okay, where do we sign up? They sigh. They look at me. Their eyes go wide. This is amazing. Men actually do this. They actually take the time and do this. They love this. They want it so badly. It hurts. Now, clearly, everyone listening to this, you can be the guy, maybe not to give her an hour and a half orgasm. An hour is nice. A half hour would be nice. There are skills to learn. And again, the fact that you're making the effort is a turn on. Now, obviously, we can't go into all the details here, but I just want you to know this is not something esoteric for people in the Far East or the far past or the far future. It's something you can learn. These are skills you can learn for yourself, for your girlfriend, your wife, your multiple lovers. I don't care. These are skills you can have in your toolbox. Guys write to me, say, I want to find the one in a million woman. Some guys don't want to date around. They want to find one great woman. And I say to them, to find the one in a million woman, you've got to be the one in a million guy. And part of being that one in a million guy is being the greatest lover she's ever experienced, so that she'll never want another guy. Now, the fifth complaint is that men don't know how to turn a woman on with the power of their words. Men live sexually, obviously, very much in their eyes, right? We all do. And women tend to live it in their imaginations. A lot of guys get confused here, and for good reason, because they don't quite know what to say to women. Do they want sweet romantic talk, or do they want nasty, dirty talk? Well, the truth is, generally, they want both. The overwhelming majority of women want sweet talk in the living room, and then they want dirty talk in the bedroom. In context, at the right time, in a context of trust. You need to know how to express your strength so that women can allow themselves to surrender to in their natural submissiveness. Doesn't mean you should abuse her, but you need to learn how to lead her to explore the edges of what's comfortable for her and then take them up on their suggestions and on their sometimes very subtle requests to see how far you can take them into their fantasy. Remember, women want to be taken. They want to be ravished, like she'll die if you don't kiss her right and make love to all of her. Now, one of my favorite women said to me that what she loves is to feel a man's deep sexual desire. And this is how she said it, that he needs me the way he needs air. One of my teachers has a complete program called The Art of Sexy Dirty Talk. Let me give you a rundown of some of the main points, because I think they're fantastic. One is, he's the one who taught me to know how to use certain language in the bedroom and certain language in the living room and not to blur that line, because women, as he says, like to feel slutty. They do not like to feel like sluts. And in the context of trust and in the context of a man with integrity, she'll say anything, and she loves to be talked to in a dirty, edgy way. The second point he makes is that you have to take and heighten every verbal offering she gives you. It's kind of like what I teach in Net to Bed. Find what she's passionate about. Find what turns her on. And then build that beyond what she can say. Again, taking the lead. Now, another thing, you've got to learn to set things up ahead of time. When you're in your foreplay of speech and you're talking, you can learn in subtle ways what turns her on, what images turn her on, so that when it comes to sex, you can then bring them back up. Now, there's double magic to this. You already know it turns her on, but what really turns her on is that you've listened to her and you've remembered and you're bringing it back. Now, the fifth complaint that women offer and the skill that men need to learn is men don't know how to turn us on with the power of their words. That's what they say. These are just a few of the many, many, many skills and crucial points that men need to learn. Now, while we're on communication, beyond sexy talk, I want you to also focus on the need to con- to convey with your words and your body, this is a huge turn on to women, that you're not focused on getting yourself off, that you are interested primarily, even solely, in her pleasure. And this is a term I use a lot, that you are in service to her. Now, this is both a technical and a spiritual practice, and we'll explore it from both levels. Ultimately, it's my belief, and the belief of so many women I know, that there's nothing sexier than a man in service to a woman's deep pleasure. Now, all of the teachers, every single one that I speak to, has something important to say about this. Now, some talk about it in down and dirty ways, reminding us that women like to be slutty and not sluts. And the distinction that David Shade makes on this is that a slut solicits sex from a guy, but slutty is when she allows herself to surrender to the strong masculine in the bedroom, and she'll do anything. And then she's with a guy who can then bring her back into being a lady in the living room. So they like to surrender to that slutty feeling. It feels great, but only in the context of knowing that they can get respect once they leave the bedroom again. Now, another one of my teachers discusses this from a spiritual perspective. Same point, kind of. Very different point of view. And again, this is part of learning your complex relationship to sexuality. There's so many layers here. He talks about it in terms of the divine meeting of the masculine and feminine, that divine bliss that women talk about, what they really want. What's really cool is that he is talking about the same thing. He's really talking about transcending your daily, everyday, see you at the office personality and contacting something deeply masculine in yourself and releasing something deeply feminine. And it's a kind of flow of release and surrender in women that they can't show during the day, because who's that unguarded? Very few women are able to do that. So, different perspectives, really the same point. Different languages, same meaning. It's important to learn both levels. The sixth complaint, the sixth thing that women crave, of course, is that men fizzle too quickly. Basically, can't keep their erections. And most guys, in the surveys that I've done, have said this is their biggest problem. Now, it's not that you're bad. Women often tell me that guys come into this really wanting to please them, but they don't have the control, end up pleasing themselves, roll over, and end up watching SportsCenter, or falling asleep, or running out of the room. Now, when this happens, it's obviously embarrassing and disappointing for everyone involved, and chances are she may not even take your calls the next day. Now, this, again, is a problem set that can be solved with certain skills. There are mental skills, there are physical practices too. Now, mentally, a lot of men think they should think about baseball. This is what I learned in high school, right? Think about baseball or some other distraction, Rosie O'Donnell, anything that makes you asexual instantly. That's about the worst thing you can do, however, because what it does is it takes you out of the moment and out of communion with your woman. She'll feel that you're out of it, that you're not paying attention, that you're not there, and that feels to her like a letdown. It feels like a failure on your part. So instead, don't send your mind elsewhere. Don't keep your mind on the deliciousness of her body. Focus through the deliciousness of her body into her inner being. Right? Focus on the person inside that body and the pleasure you're giving to that person. Focus on the service with which you are devoting yourself to her. What happens here is it takes your mind off your own pleasure and it puts it into hers. She becomes, and excuse me if it sounds a little bit crude here, it's very male, it turns her into kind of a project. Now, the masculine, the male, loves projects, right? We like to build things with wood. We like to fix cars. We like to fix problems. And when you really start focusing on what you're giving to this woman, it's a complete shift. You suddenly want to do this really well. And it's not about you and your body. It's about doing something really, really well. There's something you can do that turns women on immensely. And many of my teachers talk about this. This is not something that's difficult. It's definitely ancient. It works, and you can do it. And basically, it's a way of literally taking your orgasm before it reaches and sucking it up through the front of your body inside with your breath, take it right up to the crown of your head, and then letting it just gently sprinkle down over your body. Before you come, you can grab that with your mind, breathe it up in front of your body, and then just let it flow down your body. You can actually experience an orgasm without ejaculating and not lose your erection. Now, it's a kind of visualization process. there's a double benefit here. One, you get to have an orgasm and not lose your erection. That's a benefit, and you'll be happy about that. But the other reward is that women will just die with pleasure. They will be so amazed that you are this kind of master who can learn these kind of things that, again, 99.5% of men will never even begin to think about, much less think they can accomplish, much less do. And she will feel like she's in the presence of a deeply unusual man. Her trust will increase for you exponentially, and that means, of course, she'll surrender to you more deeply. And also, there's kind of a third benefit, is that women will then try to pleasure you so hard, because now they really want to push you over the edge, because they want to gain that kind of exciting control back. Now, if you haven't been exposed in depth to these practices of male multiple orgasms, you are cheating yourself of one of the really coolest, greatest sensual pleasure rewards in life. Take it seriously. It's doable. Finally, the seventh thing that women crave that men don't give them, men don't know how to act after sex. It kind of goes back to what we were saying about being able to transition a woman from a dirty place or a place of absolute surrender, right? Two different ways of looking at the same thing, where she's really given herself over in a deeply sexual, abandoned way. How to walk her back into the world. Most guys, they just buckle up and can't wait to get out of there. They're done, right? And they ruin the connection that was just formed. What you do, however, after sex, sets you up for the next encounter. So take this step very seriously. And don't forget, girls talk to their girlfriends. The key is you have to bridge the gap once again from your raw, primal, animal communion back to the everyday. And again, I love this point. Women like to be slutty. They do not like to be sluts. In the Erotic Mastery Program, we go over very specific steps about how to lead a woman into her unbridled, natural, sexual self, how to pleasure her, and then how to re-step them out of that state in a way that again induces trust in you so that they can trust you to take them again and again and again. In this program, we also discuss how to establish up front how you want to live, what you expect from a sexual encounter, what your requirements are, whether you want multiple partners or threesomes or get married. It doesn't matter. It's about knowing what you want and about taking the steps to get it. A lot of guys are very shy about clearly stating what they want, and this vagueness is deeply disappointing to women who want men to know what they want and state it clearly. Now, if that means you lose out on a particular woman, okay, you do that unapologetically and without regret. This is the way of a warrior. When you hear people talk about the way of the warrior, this is what it is. It's knowing yourself and arranging your life and situations in a way that supports your highest, most desired goals. When you do that, you will come across as a powerful, congruent man, and women will find you immensely more attractive. I want to say one more thing. My goal in the Erotic Mastery Program is to demystify the idea of mastery. Every man is capable of hugely more potent, skilled, erotic, and sensual habits. Every man is capable of greater and more refined and more effective sexual techniques, of breathing practices, and of mental mastery, every single one of us. Every man is capable of achieving immensely more satisfying sexual pleasure than he's getting right now. And every man is capable of giving immensely more intense sexual pleasure to the women they're with. Men just need to make the decision to stand up for themselves, to admit that women create these seven things, crave these seven things, and that they're going to now set out to acquire the skills to give women what they crave. All of us have to admit we are not perfect in all these seven areas. It's fine. The thing is to learn to get better. As I've said before, it's not rocket science, but it is kind of a science. It's learnable. It's doable. It's masterable. And from my point of view, it's really worth the investment of every second that you put into it. Who doesn't want to be a great lover? Who doesn't want to be considered a god in bed? Who doesn't want to walk around with that kind of incredible confidence that you can pleasure a woman in such a way that she'll be talking about you 40 years from now? Now, if you want to learn from the teachers that I learned from, and if you'd like to spend a few hours learning from them directly, asking them questions, please invest in yourself and join Erotic Mastery. The payoff is immeasurable. You know it. I know it. I hope to see you there. This is Grant Adams. Please join us for Erotic Mastery. Take the steps and meet the masters who have changed my life. They can certainly change yours. I hope to see you on the calls. Be well.